The Bloomsburys are on the march again. The Sussex farmhouse at Charleston, that's the site of pilgrimage for fans of Virginia Woolf and Vanessa Bell and John Maynard Keynes, is bursting at the handmade seams with paint and decorating, patterns and portraits by Bell, Duncan Grant and others. But last week, Charleston completed its expansion into a brand new gallery space in the nearby town of Lewis. In the future, the plan is to hold a national collection of Bloomsbury art in Lewis, but the venue's first shows are temporary. One, an exhibition of folk horror sculpture by Jonathan Baldock, who we'll hear from later in the week. The other is curated by fashion writer Charlie Porter. Bring No Clothes explores Bloomsbury fashion philosophy, or the philosophy that Porter has been developing with inspiration from Woolf and others.
Memory is the seamstress, and a capricious one at that. Memory runs her needle in and out, up and down.
This sense of anti-fashion is really crucial to the exhibition. We have an audio work in the show with Woolf's words, and one of the quotes is this diary entry where she says something like, "I am resigned to my station among the badly dressed." And this quote is taken often to then damn Woolf and mock her and joke, "Oh, she's badly dressed, oh," you know, it's used against her. But instead of mocking her, we should actually listen to what she's saying.
So my name's Nathaniel Hepburn. I'm director, chief executive of Charleston. And we're here on a beautiful day in our new second site in the heart of the town of Lewis in Sussex. It's always been important to the trustees that run the charity that this doesn't become a space that is a kind of mausoleum of dead artists and dead ideas, but a place where the ideas of the Bloomsbury Group can continue to be relevant to contemporary audiences and where we continue to show contemporary art and literature.
In those days, there wasn't the language of anti-fashion that we understand now about the wrong shoe, or everything that punk taught us and everything that's happened since punk of doing something wrong to agitate. They didn't have that language then. So actually what I think she's saying when she's badly dressed is that she's got no time for fashion, which was then still societal, it was then still restrictive, it was still then very heavily gendered, it was still then that women are meant to look pretty and men wear suits. And by saying she's badly dressed, she's rejecting that completely.
So our opening exhibition in Charleston in Lewis is called Bring No Clothes, Bloomsbury and Fashion. It's curated by Charlie Porter, a writer and fashion critic and curator. And he's taken those words that Virginia Woolf wrote to T.S. Eliot when he was coming around. And it doesn't mean don't wear any clothes. It means don't dress for dinner. We won't be standing to ceremony. We live a kind of simple life here. And I think she described him as someone that would have worn a four-piece suit if he could. So I think maybe it was a bit of a challenge for him. But the exhibition explores their approach to clothes, and also how 20th century fashion designers have been inspired by the Bloomsbury Group. Not usually aesthetically, more often inspired by them as this creative community.
That is the view of some philosophers and wise ones, but on the whole.
This is a screen here which is showing the Kim Jones Paris show, which is a remarkable catwalk show that happened recently. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
So Kim Jones is the artistic director of Dior Men, but he grew up around here in East Sussex, and he was an early visitor to Charleston, so it's been part of his way of thinking as he's grown up and as he's developed into the designer he is today. And in a show that he did in June 2022 in Paris for Dior Men, he did a collection that was inspired both by Duncan Grant, the artist, and then also Charleston, which is the farmhouse where Duncan Grant was able to be a conscientious objector in the First World War. And the catwalk was this huge, 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 huge bed of flowers and this kind of grass catwalk. And the models walked down the catwalk, down this grass, then get to this recreation of Charleston to really give this sense of the place that then inspired the collection. And the collection does this important thing, because a key thing about this show, it's called Bloomsbury and Fashion, but it's not about how to get a Bloomsbury look. I've got no interest in pretending to look like Bloomsbury. And this show looks
super contemporary. There are super little short shorts, there are cycling leggings, there are rucksacks like you're going hiking, there are sneakers, there are socks. You know, it's contemporary. So when designers today, when they're using Bloomsbury as inspiration, it's not about pretending you look like Virginia Woolf or Duncan Grant. It's actually using their ideas.
That over there is a screen from Charleston, which is the Lily Pond print, I think, isn't it? And then a rather remarkable garment in front of it.
Yes, so actually it's a Lily Pond design that Duncan Grant did for Omega Workshops, which was this collective of artists and designers around the time of the First World War. And it was, the intention of it was to give artists employment. Like, they could design things or paint things and make things, and it was a way for them to earn money. And Omega Workshop items now are very, very sought after. They're very rare. And this actually is a screen that's not in Charleston. In Charleston, there's a table with the design on it. The Lily Pond effect, it's almost like camouflage that we would understand it today. And on many of the pieces in the show, he did it on the black that the Lily Pond screen is against. But actually in the collection, he also did some on reflective material, and I love the modernity of it. This kind of, the kind of shine, if you put a light on it, then it's like as if, you know, when a car light makes something like really pop behind this painted design from the 1910s.
Good for cycling.
Good for cycling, yeah. If you want to spend £3,000 on your cycling outfit. So in the show, there are five garments by Comme des Garçons, the Japanese label of Rei Kawakubo. And she was asked to design the costumes for a new opera of Orlando that was composed by Olga Neuwirth. And so she accepted the commission. She'd never designed costumes before for opera. And at the same time, she then did two catwalk shows inspired by Orlando. Now, the costumes themselves are extraordinary. And this one in particular we stood in front of was a costume for a character playing a Queen Elizabeth I. It's got this huge kind of puffy, like they're like donuts of cloth, of elaborate kind of a brocade-y curtain cloth. But then under that, there's like a cage, a gold lame bird cage, a huge construction. And under that, another kind of brocade dress. And the character who wore it, she's only in the opera for a few minutes. I think then she went off and took it off straight away because it's incredibly heavy. But it's what it does in the show, and what I wanted these works to do, they're right at the beginning, and I wanted it to be clear straight away that it's ideas that what matter. It's not about looking like Virginia Woolf. It's what Virginia Woolf proposes in her writing and the philosophy and the ideas and what it can spark and what it sparks for designers.
Charlie Porter there, and next time we'll hear how the fashion philosophies of Bloomsbury have inspired Charlie to get stitching and think about quitting shop-bought clothes altogether.